Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. Talking a little college football, and to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Ralph Russo from The Athletic. Ralph, good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you guys?
We're awesome. Appreciate so much you taking time to be with us this morning. Ralph, I want to start with Tennessee's win against Alabama. What did you make of that win for Tennessee, and what do you make now of their path to the college football playoff, obviously with the huge game at Georgia still remaining on their schedule? But what did you make of that win for Tennessee?
Yeah, I feel like it's been a bit of a journey with Tennessee this year. I was really high on them coming into the season, probably a little higher than even their AP poll ranking. They start about 15 or so. And I thought that they were a playoff team coming in because I kind of thought they would get a lot out of Nico. And then I thought, wow, this team might be able to win a national championship. And then they went out and laid an egg against Arkansas. And I'm still not sure with this offense they are a national championship level team. I just think you got to score some points in big games, especially two or three or four big games to win a national championship. But I still think, you know, they could probably absorb one more loss to Georgia and get in. I do think this notion that 10-2 in the SEC is a lock to get in probably is maybe a little bit presumptuous, because I do think there's a possibility here when I kind of look at the map that there could be a bunch of 10-2 teams and one of them might get left out. Now, but so as for beating Alabama, listen, man, they hadn't beaten Alabama in, what, a decade and a half, and now they've beaten them 2 out of 3 years at home. So it shows that the program is obviously moving in the right direction. I know, you know, the emotions swing quickly in the SEC, and you go from loving your coach to hating your coach in one weekend. But it does look like the thing is going in the right direction there at Tennessee. It was an impressive win. I mean, I said the defense is the best thing about this team, and they need Nico to be better, but he is a young guy who should get better.
Yeah, well, I'm with you, Ralph, on the picture. I said earlier this week, for example, you know, if you're a Tennessee fan, you've got a game this weekend. You've got Penn State going to Wisconsin. There's a game where root hard for Wisconsin, because the Big Ten, and you know, you wrote about Indiana this week, and we've all been fawning all over Indiana. It's an incredible story. We've got a lot of incredible stories, but there's an example. I mean, this could get really muddled with this picture. Let me just ask you big picture, Ralph, what you expected going into this first 12-team season versus what we've seen so far. How does it match up with kind of how you thought it would go?
I think it's going along the lines of what I thought, but I only say that because I had sort of very wide open expectations. Like I kind of went in knowing that this is going to be weird, right? It's not just the expanded playoff. It's the combination of expanded playoff plus expanded power conferences, where you get this weird combination of bigger games that maybe have, you know, we get into this conversation a lot, slightly lesser stakes, but then you end up sort of having to step back and go, well, wait a second, like if Texas, like, you know, people will be like, well, Texas and Georgia, they'll both get in, or Alabama and Georgia, they'll both get in. Not so fast. Like Alabama is in big trouble right now. Like we don't realize how quickly the losses will pile up, especially in a league like the SEC, where there are so many times where these top-ranked teams are squaring off against other teams that have the ability to beat them. So I think that's the thing, that it's not so much my expectation. It was I was interested to see how that plays out. And now, again, we're getting to that point where, you know, this idea that, oh, you can lose a game. Sure, you can lose a game, but now Texas has got to basically run the table to make sure they get in. If they lose to Texas A&M on Thanksgiving weekend, again, you're sitting there at 10-2. Maybe you're not in the SEC championship game. You look around the country, you look around your league, and all of a sudden, wow, like I thought we were good, and now we're out of this thing.
Ralph, I'm interested for your thoughts on Clemson because they open up the season against Georgia and they just get smoked. And it kind of feels like it's the same old thing that we've seen from them the last couple of years. And, you know, the landscape of college football shifting and maybe Dabo not adapting to it quick enough. They've been rolling through people ever since then. What do you make of Clemson and the threat that they are potentially in the college football playoff this year?
Yeah, I do wonder if there's a two things can be true here, right? Like Clemson is no longer capable of winning a national championship. They're not built at that level. I think that that could still be true, and that's what a lot of us threw dirt on Dabo after that Georgia game. But I also think that he's done a nice job of responding to show that, like, hey, this program is still pretty good. Now, you know, they haven't beaten top-tier competition, but I say this a lot about Indiana. Listen, like, I know the schedule is not very good, but if you're beating everybody 45-14, like, that signals that something good is going on there, and that's where Clemson is right now. They seem to have fixed that offense. So they certainly look like they're one of the best two teams in the ACC. And if you look at the path in the ACC, and you could see a ACC championship game with an 11-1 Clemson and a 11-1 or 12-0 Miami, like that would, I would think, set up pretty well if you're the ACC to get two teams in. I just think the most encouraging thing for Clemson is, again, regardless of the competition, because they were having a hard time scoring against similar competition the last couple of years, is they seem to have fixed the offense. Garrett Riley's system seems to be taking hold. Why? Maybe Cade Klubnik needed an extra year in there. But they are explosive again, and they have really been struggling with that for the last really 2 or 3 years. So that's the most encouraging sign about Clemson, is that they look like they can be an explosive offense again.
Talking to Ralph Russo from The Athletic, absolutely gigantic signing for us at The Athletic, by the way. It's like Reggie Jackson to the Yankees. Sorry, Ralph, I know you're a Mets fan, but and great run by the Mets,
Reggie
by the way.
We have some other Mets Yankees fans here. Way to show your age.
Yes.
Reggie Jackson. I get it. But Reggie Jackson to the Yankees is a hell of a reference there, Joe. Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't think I'm the straw that stirs the drink here, but I do appreciate the kind words.
Well, I like to show off my boomerness as much as possible. They call me boomer all the time anyway, Ralph, so I may as well like lean into it, you know? So I got to ask you about Army Navy, because we may be headed toward Army Navy AAC title game, you know, with huge implications. And then we have the selections, and then we have, as always, the Army Navy game, you know, a week after. Like, does there need to be an adjustment after this year, just because of, obviously we're seeing both of these teams legitimately making a push?
It is the perfect example of, like, college football still being, not that we need all that many reminders, but this like low level constant dysfunction in college football of, yeah, well, they won't be that good. You know, we'll just play the game after the playoff. What's the chance? What are the chances that Army and Navy are both going to be playoff contenders? And then, of course, they are playoff contenders immediately. The first year they set this thing up, they are looking at the scenario that they so dreaded, which is, I mean, it's, you know, the other problem is not just that essentially the Army-Navy game, not the possible Army-Navy game in the AAC championship, but the Army-Navy game could conceivably be a week before the playoff with a playoff team in it. So the Service Academy team playing a game that doesn't matter when they have to go play a playoff game the next week, probably on somebody's home field, that's not great either. I think reality might come to bear in the next week or so. Navy plays Notre Dame this week. I think Navy's pretty good. I think they're both pretty good. I do think Army's schedule is a little softer and they haven't quite shown out. Notre Dame could kind of put an end to all of this to a certain degree if they go out and beat both Army and Navy, because I think Boise, UNLV probably look like the better teams out west. But yeah, it's just farcical that, like, here's the solution. The solution is we'll come up with this really bad idea that could come back to bite us in the butt, and immediately it comes back and bites them in the butt.
Yeah, very well said. No doubt about that. Well, Ralph, great stuff as always. Really appreciate your perspective and you taking time to be with us this morning, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Ralph Russo from The Athletic, our guest here on Robbie and Rexroll. We'll take your reaction. Got a lot to get into on the college football front coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rexroll, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.